The Adirondack Council has a mission to ensure the ecological integrity and wild character of the Adirondack Park, and the organization is likely committed to this endeavor for the long haul, as they just released a 29-year vision for the region, 98 pages of text and illustration for the region through 2050. And to discuss that vision, we're joined once again by the group's executive director, Willie Janeway. Welcome back to the show, Willie.
Dave, nice to be talking to you again.
So before we look forward, let's look back, because this is not the first long-range vision from the Adirondack Council. There was also a 2020 vision that came out nearly 30 years ago. How did reality last year match up with what was envisioned?
In the 1980s, the legacy of the Adirondacks was threatened by large-scale subdivision and development, and so recommendations were put together and put out by the Adirondack Council envisioning what needed to be done by the year 2020. And we've done analysis, and we're pleased to see there's been great progress. More than half of what was recommended for protection in the 1980s has now been protected by the state, by land trusts, by private landowners making permanent commitments. And so that's a great success, even though we're not done. But there are a host of new threats. Think climate change, invasive species, road salt, contaminating groundwater, algae blooms, overuse, and there's a need for the park to fulfill its full promise, both for people and for nature, to update the protections to address those new threats.
Well, sticking with the 2020 recommendations, it sounds like you got maybe a majority of what you envisioned. For the parts that haven't come to fruition, is it simply that they just haven't come to fruition yet, or that, say, state regulators or local officials made decisions that simply went in a different direction and those objectives just won't be achieved?
Well, two things. First, the degree of success is directly attributable to the conservation experts, the local property owners and supervisors who all informed the Adirondack Council's 2020 series and we put it out. The success was not because it was published by the Adirondack Council. It was because we were the voice for the collective wisdom of all these experts and stakeholders. We recommended there be a comprehensive open space plan. There now is one. We recommended there be a permanent dedicated land protection account. There's now an environmental protection fund. So big progress. But land protection takes time. Some properties, think the Whitney Tract, 36,000 acres, are only now coming on the market after more than 100 years. That was recommended for protection, not necessarily acquisition, but protection. And that is now emerging as an opportunity only 30 years after that recommendation was made.
Well, then let's look forward. And there are a lot of specific recommendations, and we have time to get into some of them. But can you first explain, I guess, the broader goals or focus that mark this 2050 vision, especially if there's any sort of change in focus from the last long plan?
Incredible legacy of Adirondacks, its wilderness, its clean water, this globally significant resources. They won't be protected if we are only looking ahead, you know, a year at a time or one project at a time. So the State Adirondack Park Agency is charged with doing long-range planning, but it has not had the resources, the capacity, or the support from a governor to do that. So in talking to stakeholders, one of the things we heard universally was there is a need for long-range planning. We all value and care about the Adirondacks. And so there's a theme that emerged that is in this Vision 2050 series that is an integrated approach to the Adirondack Park's clean water and ecology and wilderness, its human communities, and management. And all those need to fit together and work in harmony. So the different recommendations regarding ecosystems and wilderness, regarding human communities, regarding management, are all interwoven. They can stand independently, but they will work even better when they're done together, because the vision is that the park works better for people and for nature. It works better for wilderness and also provides more vibrant communities. The reality is that not taking bold action will lead to failure of the success of the Adirondack.
So when it comes to the Adirondack Park Agency, is there a specific, say, staffing level or resources that you think they should have moving forward?
We're starting at the macro level and recommending that the Adirondack Park Agency be reimagined and adequately staffed. It used to be at 70 plus down in the 50s. We now have a new Adirondack Park Agency chair and a new governor, an opportunity to reimagine. But the Park Agency is just one tiny little agency. There's a lot of capacity with the Department of Environmental Conservation, the Department of Transportation, Health, Economic Development. And part of what there's an opportunity to do is improve the collaboration and coordination among those agencies and how they assist local stakeholders and the local government working with conservation experts to protect the clean water and build more vibrant communities. So one of the core recommendations is making sure we have investments in a reimagined and restaffed park agency. A component of that is to give the Department of Environmental Conservation and others significant increase in field positions and scientists, such as forest rangers. And we can imagine doubling and diversifying the forest ranger force to provide more quality jobs in communities and to make the park more open and accessible to all New Yorkers, because it belongs to all New Yorkers. But unlike any other park in the contiguous United States, it's a combination, as you know, of public and private land, 130,000 residents, in addition to the 12 million plus visitors who come every year.
Moving beyond the work of state regulators, what are some of the other actors that you're hoping to motivate with this vision plan and some of the actions that you're hoping to see them take?
The Vision 2050 is a vision of the park that will be realized not with the council's advocacy, but with the council working with many other stakeholders, just as you're acknowledging. There is the Adirondack Foundation, there's the Adirondack North Country Association, there's the Regional Office of Sustainable Tourism. The report identifies many folks who have participated in and had input to this. The document is an Adirondack Council publication. But for the vision to be achieved, it will lean on the history of stakeholders in the Adirondacks finding common ground and working together to elevate at a significant level, make a transformational investment in both nature and in communities. The council is not in a position to do this ourselves any more than any other single entity can do that. But together we can.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking with Willie Janeway, Executive Director of the Adirondack Council, which recently released a 30-year vision plan for the Adirondack Park. So as I mentioned earlier, I think there's hundreds of specific recommendations in this plan. Any that you want to highlight, either because they might be unusual or unique or something that you're particularly passionate about?
30, 40 years ago, the approach to management of state land in the Adirondacks was parcel by parcel, because the state lands were often disconnected or several parcels in one clump. Now we recognize the interrelationship much more between public and private land. So there's a recommendation that we shift more to larger watershed management, not to replace, but to supplement, to improve that planning, and not just planning, but also funding and implementation of projects. There is recommendations for funding for both planning and to actually implement projects. And another important recommendation is that we fund science, that we have robust ecological and economic monitoring, that we have research programs to provide science so that we make investments in a way that they'll be smart, efficient, and effective. We have a bond act coming up in November 22. It is now proposed to be a $4 billion bond act. We need to be investing in science to make sure those bond act investments are smart. And then the bond act can help generate jobs, protect infrastructure, and make sure all New Yorkers for many generations can enjoy the Adirondack Park.
Well, when it comes to science, one of the big things science is warning us about is climate change and the effect it's going to have on communities all over the globe. What are you anticipating with regards to climate change and its effect on the park? And is this something that you're hoping to plan for in the future?
Yes, climate change is a huge threat in the park and beyond, and it will be addressed in a comprehensive way. New York State is taking bold leadership. 3 years ago, passage of New York's Climate Leadership Community Protection Act. We need to protect communities from increased floods. We need year-round recreation as the snow season changes and our abilities on that. We also know that with threats like climate change, the status quo is not going to work, and small incremental work is not going to happen. In the Adirondacks, we have the potential to be a part of the state solution. We have billions of trees in the Adirondacks growing and sequestering carbon. That is one piece of the climate strategy for New York and for the world. The Adirondacks are like the lungs of the United States, the way the Amazon are the lungs of the world, absorbing pollution and helping to sequester it. Plus, we can do a lot in the way of renewable energy production here in the park with solar and with hydro done responsibly. So the climate agenda to address that crisis is one part of the Vision 2050 recommendations for the Adirondack Park.
As we move forward and you try to implement or watch this plan get implemented, what sort of metrics or accountability standards are you using to see how effective this is so that your successors can gauge how effective this has been?
Well, this week we put out the report, and that is not the end of the Adirondack Council's Vision 2050 project. In a lot of ways, even though this has been a three-year effort with hundreds of stakeholders and others participating, this is the beginning. And having metrics to measure the ecological integrity, the clean water, the science that is recommended will help us better monitor that. We have successfully measured progress reducing but not yet eliminating acid rain. We are recommending that we have metrics like that on water quality, and not just on the ecological integrity, but with regard to jobs. There's need to have more housing, more good-paying jobs, median income in the park. We want to see those moving up. We want to see a recovery of the moose population. We want to see continued recovery of the fisheries in rivers where the fisheries have been eliminated. We've made progress looking backwards, having the bald eagle and the peregrine falcon come back. Going forward, we want to make sure we preserve things like the lake trout, but also continuing to bring back other species that have been missing. So those will be some of the items that can be measured on a regular basis to evaluate progress toward Vision 2050 and then allow adjustments to be made to make sure we continue to make the smartest investment.
If listeners are now all geared up and excited in the wake of this conversation and they want to support the continuing effort of this project, what can they do?
We invite people to go to the Adirondack Council website to look at Adirondack Vision 2050 and give us comments, suggestions, and ideas to get involved. This is an all-hands-on-deck moment to address climate change and preserve the legacy of Adirondack Park. More than 100 years ago, people stepped up to protect the Adirondacks and make sure it would be there for future generations. It will not be there for future generations if the status quo is sustained. We have an opportunity now for people to engage with the Adirondack Council and other sister organizations we're working with to ensure that everyone can enjoy the park for the long term. And we encourage people to do that. We welcome people to contact us and do that.
Well, we've been speaking with Willie Janeway. He's the executive director of the Adirondack Council. Willie, thank you so much for making the time. I look forward to talking to you in 2050 to see how we did.
I'm sure we'll talk before then. I hope so, Dave, but thank you very much.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.